For Parsha Shmini, we want to study an essay in a sefer called Hemi Nachamuni from the Tolna Rebbe, a very fascinating essay. And by way of introduction, we'll go back to the Maisa Sneh, back in Shmos Perek Dalet. And there, Moshe Rabbeinu is in an encounter with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he keeps over and over again refusing to accept the job as being the Moshiach Shel Yisrael. Now let's open up to Perek Dalet Pasuk Yud Gimel. And that's when this whole dialogue between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe Rabbeinu comes to a head, so to speak. And there Moshe Rabbeinu turns to Hashem and he says, Vayomer, this is almost like a frustration. After 7 days of back and forth, he says, Be Adoni, please, Shlachna, Biad Tishlach. And Chazal say on this pasuk, Rashi quotes it, Biad Mishat Haragil Lishloch Vahu Aaron. Moshe Rabbeinu asked that Aaron be sent in his stead.
How did Moshe know that?
Hadn't Moshe know that he would be sent?
Well, that Aaron wasn't regular sender. Moshe hadn't seen Aaron now for 60 years.
Ah, no, it means that Aaron was ragil to have hashpa and klal Yisrael. No, Chazal say that he was the man that everyone turned to for guidance. If you take a look here in the Sifsei Chachom, again, I don't have the whole Sifsei Chachom, but he says that Aaron was there, and it was he who was playing the leadership role.
No, I'm just asking technically. Moshe Rabbeinu was not separated from Aaron for like 60 years already. And
right,
and
but he knew that during that 60-year period, when Moshe was out of commission, he was out in Midjan. Aaron was the leader of Klal.
So Moshe knew that.
Okay. Yeah. So now what's having presented this introduction, this background, what's our subject for today? There's a Tanchuma here at the beginning of Parsha Shmini that has to be understood. It says the following. At the beginning of Parsha Shmini, we find that after the Shiva Shmonas Yimei Amiluim, the job of Kohuna Gedola is now about to commence. And who's going to be appointed as the Kohen Gadol? So the Pasuk says, Umi Pesach Ol Moed Lo Seitzu. And this is a reference to Aaron and his descendants. So the Medrash says the following. Lekach Nemar, if you want to follow this, you can follow in these pages. Lekach Nemar Vayehi Bayom Hashmini. Amru zichrono levracha, kol shivas hayomim shayim Moshe b'sneh. Amru lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lech b'shlichusai. V'hu omer lo, Moshe's response was, shlachna b'yad tishlach. Kach, therefore, yom rishon, yom sheni, Amru lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ani omer lecha lech, v'ata omer li shlachna b'yad tishlach. I'm telling you to go, and you're telling me send it with somebody else. Chayecha, the Lashon Shmur. Lemachar ani porelecha. In the future, you'll be rewarded. You'll get your due. And therefore, kshayase hamishkan tehei sovur biatzmecha. You're going to serve as a kohen gadol for all these days of the Yemei Amiluim, and at the termination of that period of time with the Chanukas HaMishkan, you will think, Sover Be'atzmecha, Sha'ata Meshamesh B'Kohen Gadol. It's your role to play and take on this responsibility as a Kohen Gadol. In fact, Moshe was before the Kohen Gadol for all these days. Mani Omer Lecha, and I'm going to tell you, you're going to be surprised, Kroli Aaron Shishamesh, he will take over, and he will serve as the Kohen Gadol. Lekach Nemar, Kora Moshe Li Aaron, the pasuk says, "Vayi biyom shmini kara Moshe li Aaron, etc." It seems from this midrash, the underlying principle is that Moshe is going to be paid back for what he did during the days at the Sneh. He refused to take on the job, Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you want to take on the job as Kohen Gadol? That's what you anticipate? No, it's not going to happen. There's going to be a measure for a measure here. You said, Shlach Novi Ad Tishlach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to send Aaron, he's going to be appointed to replace you after the Shiva Simei HaMiluim, when you served Moshe as the Kohen Gadol. Now you think you're going to be serving Vaita as Kohen Gadol? No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, take Aaron, he's going to replace you. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu refuses at the snare for 7 days to accept the job as the leader because Moshe is the Anav Mikol Adam. It's his midah of Anava that prevents him from wanting to take this job. He feels that Aaron is a better choice. He's more worthy than he is. And now, at the time of the Mishkan, Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be punished. And not only that, the Medrash seems to assume that Moshe Rabbeinu had this tremendous desire of serving as the Kohen Gadol, to take all the honor and the glory for himself. Is it possible that the same Moshe, who because of his essential attribute of Anava, refuses to become the Gadol Shel Yisrael, now he has tremendous desire and, you know, ambition to be the one to play the role of Kohen Gadol? It's the exact opposite. It's antithetical to the Midah of Moshe Rabbeinu. So we have two questions on this Medrash. The first question is, why does Moshe deserve a punishment for refusing to accept the most significant job of being the leader of Israel? That was a result of his anava. It was true, genuine humility. He said, send it with Aaron. And now he's going to be punished? It doesn't make any sense. And the second question is, the same Moshe who refuses the limelight and he doesn't want to take over as the leader of Israel because of his anava, now all of a sudden he has a tremendous burning desire to play the role as Kohen Gadol. Now there's a Farchi, I don't know if you know anyone from the family of Farchi, I know a few members of that Farchi family, and they descend from the Kafta Meferach. He was one of the greatest Achronim on Zroim. Very important sefer, the Kafta Meferach. There's a Medrash which everybody knows, but nobody knows where to find it, because it doesn't exist anywhere in Amidrashim. It only exists in the Kafta Meferach. And Rav Ashturia Farchi says that he found a Medrash explaining why HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses Har HaBayis, that specific location, as the Mokom HaMizbeach. The Rambam says that that was a definite, deliberate choice. Well, in a minute we'll see the Rambam inside in Beis HaBechira. So the Medrash tells the story about two brothers that inherited an estate, a large field, and they discovered a treasure that was hidden in the field, and the brothers started fighting. And you and I would have anticipated they were fighting, each one saying, well, it was in my section that I inherited. But no, each one said, no, this was in your section, and the other one said, no, it was in yours. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that this was such a beautiful scene in which each brother was mevater. He gave over his rights to his brother. And Hashem declared, this is the place where I want to be Shulchan my Shekhinah. This is the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be the Mizbeach, and all of Klal Yisrael will be Makriv their Korbanos. So of all the different Midos that sets up the Beis HaMikdash and the choice for the place of the Mizbeach, it's the Midah Vitur, when somebody gives up on his own rights for the sake of someone else. Why is it that Midah of all Midos is the one that's singled out as the most important one for choosing the location for the Mikdash and for the Mizbeach? Now, just to crack a joke on the side, the Gemara in Erevin, tells us that if you have an old grandmother that you have to take into the house, or an old grandfather, better to take the old grandmother. Why? Because an old man really doesn't add much to the Torah HaBayis. He doesn't add anything to clean up the house and take care of it. But an older woman, she still helps in Inyoni HaBayis. So one of the Hasidic Rebbes used to say that the case that the Gemara had in mind was two brothers who married two sisters, so they had the same mother-in-law. And that's the case of the Medrash that Rav Farchi had in mind. that each one said the otzer is in your section. Meaning you take the otzer that the Gemara says and all the woman is an otzer. You take the shvigar into your thing. Again, you can't crack these jokes anymore because they're not in style, but I was brought up in that generation where most of the jokes were about the shvigar. Let's take a look at the Lashon HaRambam at the beginning of Hilchos Peis HaBechir. One of the most beautiful Rambams. He says, HaMizbeach Mekomo Mechuvan B'Yoser. Very delicate and definite choice of that location. V'Ein Meshanen Oso Mimakom L'Yom. You can never change the Makom of the Mizbeach. And the Rambam says, what was so special about that Makom? First of all, we go back to Akedas Yitzchak. And that's where the Akedas Yitzchak took place. Lech lecha el ha'eretz ha'moria. And it says in Divrei Hayomim, Vayechal Shlomo Livnos is Beis Hashem v'Yerushalayim v'Har Moria. So there's a gzeir shoviyah between Har Moria, Har Moria, and Yitzchak was taken on that place on the Mizbeach. And that's why the Mizbeach was chosen. Not only that, Shlomo Melech says that place on the Har Habayis was nearer to David, had already been presented to David HaMelech, my father, and that place was prepared by David HaMelech when he purchased the land from Arnon HaYavusi. And the Rambam goes on to tell us that we have a tradition that is universally accepted, that the place in which Shlomo Melech built the Mizbeach on the Goren Arnona was the place that Avram Avinu built the Mizbeach for the Akedah, and earlier, it has a longer history, that was the place where Noach, when he came out of the Teva, established his Mizbeach, and he brought L'Reach Nichoch L'Hashem. Earlier in history, that was the place where Cain and Hevel brought their Karbonos, and not only that, that was the exact location which Adam HaRishon brought his Karbon after he was born, after he was created. U'misham Nivra. Not only that, the earth that was used to create man was the earth that was taken from that specific spot in which the Mizbeach would be built. Amru Chachamim, the Rambam concludes his presentation, he says, Adam mimakom kaparoso nivra. The kapara of a person, of man, comes from the Mizbeach. And man would be created from that makom of kapara. The whole creation of man is related to his ability down the line to be mechaper himself by bringing a karmon on the mizbeach. The makom of mizbeach is the place from which HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the offer in order to create Adam HaRishon. And we want to understand what's the connection here between the mizbeach and the place from which Adam HaRishon was created. So just to summarize some of our questions, number one, why is the Medrash accused Moshe Rabbeinu of having this tremendous burning desire and ambition to take over the Kuna Gedola that seems so antithetical to Moshe as Mida? Secondly, why should Moshe Rabbeinu be punished for Shlach Novi Ad Tishlach when he honestly, genuinely believed that Aaron was a better candidate? Question number three, why is it that the Makom of Mizbeach is the makom, according to the Medrash, in which there was a vitur, one brother to the other? And question number four, why is it so important that man be created from the makom HaKapara, from the makom HaMizbeach? To analyze and answer all these questions, we begin with a Gemara in Masechta Megillah. The Gemara tells us on the Pasuk, Vayehi Bayom HaShmini, how great was that day, Vayehi Bayom HaShmini, the day of the Chanukah Samishkan. Hoysa simcha lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kaviyochel, God was so joyous on that day. Ki yom shenivru bo shamayim v'aretz. His joy, his with a capital H, was as great as the joy in which, on the day in which he created the entire universe. And how do we know this? The Gemara says, Vayihi bayom hashmini, and Vayihi erev vayivoker yom echad. Again, the word Vayihi appears in both contexts, and the Chazal now connect the Simcha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the creation of the world with his Simcha at the time of Hakamas HaMishkan. And once again we see that Mishkan and Mizbeach are connected to creation. Let's talk about the Midah of Vitor. What does it mean to give up for someone else. Sometimes it means that you reconcile yourself with the fact that let him have it. Truthfully, you feel you deserve it and you desire it. You don't think that he deserves it, but you give up for him. That's a great midah, and it's very rare. But there's something that's even more rare and greater than that. When a person is not just mashlim, not just reconciles him with himself, that with his own feelings that someone else will have the good and he won't, but even on a higher level, he honestly, genuinely feels that his friend is more worthy than he is. That's even more rare. When Moshe Rabbeinu refuses to accept the job as the leader of Klal Yisrael, to be Moshiach Shal Yisrael, and he says, Shlach Novi Atishlach, Rashi tells us that Moshe had in mind Aaron. This was a vita on the highest level. Moshe was actually genuine when he honestly believed that Aaron was more worthy than he is. And here we're on the top of page 31, if you follow. So Moshe Rabbeinu honestly, genuinely, wholeheartedly believed that he doesn't deserve this job. This was not a calculation that, I don't want to do it, it's too much difficulty for me, it's a responsibility that goes beyond my capabilities. No. He felt that Aaron was the worthy one. He was the one who should be chosen.
Well, Rebbe, how is Moshe Rabbeinu even think something like that? The Kadosh Baruch Hu wasn't asking him, would you like to do this? He told him to do it.
Excellent. So the answer to that is that Aaron was not only more worthy, but he was 3 years older than Moshe Rabbeinu. In fact, you may have noticed Rashi in the Shira mentions this fact when he speaks about why Miriam is called Miriam and Viachos Aaron, because she delivered that nevuah when Aaron was already born, when Moshe was not yet born, and that was during Aaron's infancy, and at that point she was a neviah already. Moshe wasn't born, so therefore she's not called Achos Moshe. She's a neviah at the time of Aaron. Aaron was older. Now, we have a mitzvah to give kavod to the oldest, to the older brother. And not only that, but a person should be very sensitive if he receives a certain stature, a certain prestige, that his older brother could have easily had that prestige. And his older brother would be very insulted and very slighted when he realized that he's been cut out by his younger brother. In some families, they won't even marry off a younger sibling before the older sibling. I'm not telling you that I advocate in that favor. But Rav Chaim Shulevitz, in his Shmuz for Parsha Shmini, which I said over a few years ago, he claims that when it comes to midos, and you might insult someone, that has to be avoided. And even if it means for Moshe Rabbeinu to give up that tremendous role and contribution of playing the role as the leader of Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu felt he couldn't do that if he was stepping on the toes of Aaron. So basically, Moshe Rabbeinu is saying something very genuine. He's saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look, Aaron is worthy, he's Rogil. Number two, he's older than me. Number three, he'll be insulted. So Hashem Yisroch told him by pulling the rug out of under his feet, V'racha v'samach b'libo. Now what does this mean, V'racha v'samach b'libo? Chazal say that because of v'samach b'libo, Aaron was zocha to have the Ur V'tumim al-libo on his heart. Aaron is on such a high level that he and Moshe Rabbeinu both together have this midah of vatranut, of giving up, like we saw in the story about the two brothers. You get the otzar. His simcha was absolutely complete, untainted. There was no feeling of resentment, of disappointment on the part of Aaron. V'samach b'libo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the bochen klois v'lev. Only he, the creator, could see through all the layers and layers that cover a person's heart and penetrate to the very essence of his feeling and understand that Aaron has no agmas nefesh whatsoever. There's no hirhur at all that maybe he, Aaron, should have received this prestige of being the Moshiach Shei Yisrael. Aaron understands with every fiber in his being that Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who should be chosen. He's the one who's worthy, and Aaron, even if he's older, doesn't have any desire or ambition or any insult in not being appointed as Moshe and Shel Bisrael. The Baal HaTanya is very famous for saying that the heart of a person is covered by 10 different layers. And it's so difficult to penetrate deep into the essence of what a person feels that even a person himself could not be aware of his true feelings, or very often is not aware of his true feelings. It's all the Seter Alev, it's deep down inside of him. How much more so could someone else not know what's going on inside Yem's heart? What's deep down inside? He can't know himself, he certainly can't know someone else. So a person doesn't even have the ability to evaluate someone else's true feelings. And if that be the case, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu could declare V'racha V'samach B'libo. God is the Choker Klois V'Lev. He and only He could testify to the fact that Aaron was absolutely thrilled. He was in a total state of jubilation at the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu, and not him, Moshe Rabbeinu was chosen. He has no feelings, Aaron, of resentment. He doesn't harbor any sense of why did Moshe take this job? It really belongs to me. And the same idea of total vitur comes to fruition in the Medrash of the Farchi, namely of these two brothers who were total tzaddikim, and each one felt that the other one should get the otzer. Kol echad yisavur ki asheni roi yoser. He's more worthy than I am. So that Moshe and Aaron really represent a reflection of that midah vitur that we saw in the case of the two brothers. In the case of Aaron, Aaron said that Moshe should be the Manik Shal Yisrael, the Am Segula. He should bring about all the miracles and the Sinas HaTorah, and not me. What's going to be in the case of Moshe vis-a-vis the Kohuna Gedola, that we'll see in just a minute. But on the side, we all know the mission in Sanhedrin. Why was man created one human being to teach us that call him Abi Nefesh Achas Mi Yisrael? It's as if he destroyed the whole world. If a person's Makayim Nefesh Achas, it's as if he saved the whole world. Alan, as a physician, I think you could appreciate that, because I don't know how many people in your lifetime you saved, but I can just guess in my mind. I know my son is in emergency medicine, and it's mind-boggling, you know, what's going on. In any event, there's another element here that's hidden a little bit below the surface in this Mishnah, which addresses the question why man was created Yechidi. And that's in the Sugya itself. It's not in the Mishnah. The Sugya itself says that this is the principle of what we call Shalom Abrios. Lo Yomar Adam L'Chaver, a person shouldn't be able to say, well, my ancestors are greater than yours, and therefore I can lord it over you. No. We all come from the same ancestor. We're all children and descendants of Adam HaRishon. Not only that, the point that man was created single man, one person, Shelo Yaminim Omrim, the Apikorsim used to say, Harei Rishuyos Pashamayim. But that's not really the point. The point of it is in the last line, and that is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a Matbea, and it was one Matbea, and yet from that one Matbea, that chosam, that seal, would come all of mankind, and each person is unique. A human being, if he creates a seal, and he mass produces something, manufactures something, everything looks exactly identical. But in the case of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though his chosam is the chosam of Adam HaRishon, nevertheless, ein echad doma l'chaver, no two people look alike. Ein partzofeim shomus. And therefore, kol echad v'echad chayev lomar, this is the punchline of the whole Mishnah, bishvili nivra ha'olam, that the world was created for me, meaning that I have a unique responsibility, and no one could fill that role besides me. And we could add to that, that perhaps in embellishing the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that a person was created yechidi, so that now he could be mafargen, which is another word based on Yiddish for vitur, to be mavated to someone else. Why is that so? Because the midah vitur is built on the fact that I'm not jealous, my right arm is not jealous of my left arm, we're all part of one being, we're all descendants of Adam HaYechidi. And if there's no room for jealousy, we all belong to one being. HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates man Yechidi, and all of mankind comes from Adam HaYechidi, the Toldos of, and therefore there's a chosam here of the opposite of what we call Soros Ayin, meaning this Ayin Tova. We have two polar extremes. We have the Mid of Ayin Tova that I want to give to you. I want to waive my rights for the sake of your rights. And then there's Ayin Ra, otherwise known as Soros Ayin. I want everything for myself. I'm egocentric, I'm selfish. Shlomo HaMelech recites in Koheles, Asher Osa L'kimis Adam Yashar, that man was created Yashar. I mean, as far as the creation itself, here we turn to page 32, Adam was created Yashar. What does Yashar mean? Yashar means he should understand that he's one at peace and at harmony with all other creatures, with all other creations, and therefore he's Mevater, he gives to others. But now there's the Yetzirah. And what does the Yetzer Hara do? Placing a barrier before us. It says, you know what? You should be concerned with yourself. You're a separate entity. You're independent. And therefore, once a person falls into the clutches of the Yetzer Hara, now he's no longer Yashar. He has all sorts of calculations. And he says, well, you know what? I come first. And if someone has something that I don't have, I'm jealous of him. And as a result, enmity and hatred is created, and of course, war. Because instead of Yashrus thinking, let him have it, and that was the way Yakosh Baruch was Madbia the Teva in the Bria, Adam Yechidi, but the Yetzahara fakrums it, you know, everything becomes distorted, and man now cares only for himself. And that's what's the real source of all the enmity and all the hatred and all the war in the world. At this point, we want to fast forward to Parshas Hazinu, Hatzur Tamim Pa'alo V'chol Drachav Mishpat, and take a look at the Kli Yakar. The Kli Yakar, in his brilliant insight into this pasuk, says the following. Shlomo HaMelech had declared, as we saw in Koheles, that Asher Elokim Asas Adam Yashar Vehema Bikshu Cheshbonos Rabin. In other words, says the Kli Yakar, that a person has within his heart certain thoughts of oven, of violation, of avera, and he's medaber al Hashem toa, and he says things about God, so to speak, accusing God of not being yashar, of not being just, and. Ha'uman asher bara nasan bo chomer sheish lo netia la'tayva muchishis. He says that man was created with this desire to have something that he can enjoy. Umiyado hoysalo ashchasazu. Where did that come from? What distorts man in the way he thinks, in the way he desires? That's what Shlomo HaMelech wants to tell us. Is Elokim barasa Adam Yashar, but Hema Bikshu Cheshbonus Rabin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Tamim Pa'olo. Says the Kli Yakar, Hashem is perfect in his creation. Everything is just. But man, because he distorts this, and he wants to take advantage of his power and exercise his control over others in order to fulfill his desires, that's when man becomes, shall we say, full of oven and deviates from the path, the straight path in which he's created. And here he says, that take a look at the pasuk in Iyov. We say in davening, Zechar ki ofer anachnu. Please remember that we are made of offer. What is the significance of the fact that we were made of offer, we come from the earth? Or Iyov says it in another way, Zecharno ki chichomer asisani. Perhaps, says the Kli Yakar, the Chote is going to come and he's going to blame God. He's going to say, you know what? God, you created me in this way with these desires and with these selfish tendencies. Let's blame the Creator. He points his finger at the Creator. Ah, that's not so. The Tzur, the Creator, Asher Yotzer Asadu B'chapon, Tamim Pa'olo. Ain't Sayar Kelokated the Gemara Darshan. There's no creator and designer like the perfect design of Hashem. The way God creates is always perfect, without any deficiency, without imperfection. And a proof of this is ki kol drachav mishpat. The ilu haya ha'adam chaser mitzad yitziraso, if man by virtue of his very creation was incomplete, was deficient, and came lo haya baal bechira ki haya muchrach b'maisa. In other words, man, insofar as he's imperfect, would have to be imperfect. If his very essence as a created being was imperfect, then he's forced to be imperfect, and there's no room for freedom of choice. There's no room for harsh punishment against man, to condemn man for his sins. And therefore, man has to be modeh in order to appreciate justice in this world. Shekol dache Hashem mishpat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to blame man and punish him if man is denied freedom of choice. Kel emunah. God is the God of faith. And we can believe in God that He rewards those who deserve reward, and He punishes those who deserve punishment. There's no avel, there's no distortion of justice. And even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestows good on the Rishoyim, on the evildoers, it must be for a good reason. Therefore, says the Kli Yochai, Kishem Shata Mode, Shebidin, Hu No Sein Schar Tov Li Oser Ritzono, Kach Bidin, Hu Manish Li Rishoyim. If you understand that there's justice in this world, and God is a just judge, and everything is just, then you'll appreciate that to the same extent that a tzaddik receives good and reward because he fulfills the will of God. So too, the Rasha, at some point in his life, if he didn't fulfill the will of God, he will be rewarded for this. And that's what the pasuk ends by saying, Ki tzaddik v'yashar hu, v'asah sa'adam yashar mikol tzad. If man is being punished, it's because he deviated, he had the freedom of choice, and he abused his freedom of choice, and he violated the will of Hashem. Hema bikshu cheshbonus rabin. It's mitzidam. It's not because of God. God is a perfect creator. And man, in and of himself as a creation, has the possibility of being perfect and not violating any averus. Why does man deviate? That's because of man himself. Why is man punished? Because he deviates. He misuses his freedom of choice. That's the Hema Bikshu Cheshbonus Rabin. The fault lies in man's court. Don't accuse God of being at fault. Understand when the Pasuk says Atzur Tavim Pa'alo, this is one of the fundamentals of our faith, that God is a perfect judge. If that be the case, then kol adam nitzmad liyashrus ima nivra. Man should be attached. He should cling to that straightness which he, as he was born. Man should go back to his source, to his original form as he was born. But man is a complex being. We saw it, for example, in the Dar of Yotzei Mitzrayim. On the one hand, there are statements in our Chazal that seem to indicate that they reach this lowest level of halolo of the Avodah Zarah, etc. Man reaches the level in which he's almost at the 49th and a half level of Tumah. But on the other hand, there are statements in Chazal that indicate that the Yotzei Mitzrayim were on a great level. And there was never a Dar like the Yotzei Mitzrayim. The Tanit Be'elio accuses someone, a Zaken, of saying that his generation was greater than that of the Yotzei Mitzrayim. That's not so. And many other statements that indicate the great aliyah of the Yotzei Mitzrayim. But the answer is that man is a complex being. Sometimes on one level, he distorts, he deviates, and he takes upon himself certain cultural imitations of the Goyim, and he worships even Avodah Zarah. But in his pnim, in his essence, that's what the Or Chaim HaKadosh is famous for saying on the Pasuk in Parshas Bullock, when it says, Vlohibit oven biyakov, and oven means avera. What does it mean that Hashem doesn't look at the averas of Yaakov? It means that Yaakov on the outside sometimes, I don't mean Yaakov Avinu, but the descendants of Yaakov sometimes on the outside, says the Or Chaim HaKadosh, will deviate from the right path. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't look at that. He looks at the pnimius, at the essence of the soul of a Jew. And the Jew always has this pnimius in which he wants to fulfill the Ratzon of Hashem. As the Gemara quotes in Brachos Daf Yud Zayin, in the name of Rav Alexandri, that when he completed Ishmoneser, he would add the tefillah Ritzoni Lassus Ritzonecha. That in truth, I want to fulfill your will. My pnim, my inside, my essence is pure. But there's a Sar Shabbi'isa, Rashi identifies it as the Yetzer Hara, and therefore instead of controlling my Yetzer Hara, I let the Yetzer Hara get the best of me in this ongoing challenge, this ongoing battle, but my pnim is still pure. And lo hibit oven liyakov, in the case of other nations, Hashem sees their evil and he understands that that's who they are, that's what they are. But not in the case of Klal Yisrael. But getting back to the original creation of man was created Yashar. And what does that mean? He was created without jealousy, without hatred. He was created Yashar, like understanding and appreciating that we all come from the same Adam HaRishon. But man gets further and further away. And as he moves further away from his original Yashrus, then the jealousy and the Tzaras Ayin becomes more intense, and he doesn't want to forgive to the next one. He only cares about himself. He becomes egocentric. What's the purpose of the Mizbeach? The Mizbeach has a function to unify all the people of Israel together. That's why the most important karbonos that are brought on the Mizbeach are what we call the karbonos tzibur. It means it's an obligation that's incumbent upon every single Jew equally. No one is more obligated than anyone else. You could be the biggest tzaddik, or the opposite, you're still obligated in participating in the Korban HaTzibur. That's why, since the Mizbeach represents the opposite of Pirud, which means Shalom, the Mizbeach, the Gemara tells us, cries when it hears about Gerushin. Because Gerushin means Pirud. And why is it that the Makom of the Mizbeach is the place from which man was created? Why is it that the Afar for the creation of man is taken from the Makom of the Mizbeach? And the answer is because Adam HaRishon, insofar as he's the one single Yechidi that was created, and he's the father of all man, represents this concept of Achdus, of oneness, of unity. And if man is meant to be created as the Achdus, the symbol of Achdus, the paradigm of oneness and unity, then he should be created from the Makom of Mizbeach, because the whole purpose of the Mizbeach is to create this Achdus through the Korban Tzibur that we mentioned before. And if that be the case, we begin to understand why, when God had to decide on a particular location for the building of the Mizbeach, he would choose the place, says HaRav Archi, where one brother was mevatah to his other brother, because that's where the Mizbeach should be. It's appropriate for the Mizbeach to be built there. Why? Because vitur, which means take us back to the state of Achdus, in which we all come from one Adam HaRishon, that midah of vitur is really the symbol of what the Mizbeach is all about. And therefore, when Hashem had to choose a place for the Mizbeach, he would choose that place which was the symbol of Achdus, where man overcomes his selfish nature and he goes back to the concept of Adam Nivra Yechidi. And that's what the Mizbeach is all about, that instead of Tzaras Ayin, one should feel a sense of Vitor, of wanting to give, of Shalom, of harmony, of Achdus. That's what the Mizbeach is all about. So we've really combined three concepts into one. Number one, the purpose of the Mizbeach, and so far as the Korban Tzibur is concerned. Number two, the reason why Adam HaRishon was created Yechidi, in order to overcome Pirud. We're all coming from the same source, the same place. It's my left hand and my right hand. And number three, to explain why man was created from the offer of the Mizbeach, in order to avoid and undermine Tzaras Ayin. And that's how God created man, as a perfect being. And that's what it means that Shlomo Melech says, Hashem asa sa'adam yashar. Unfortunately, we deviate. We go further and further away from that original yashrus. Heima bikshu cheshbonus rami. And now we swing back to the midrash that we started with, the Tanchuma here at the beginning of Parshas Shmini. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe on the eighth day that the Kohuna Gedola is going to be transferred over to Aaron. This is not a punishment. We misread the Medrash. Again, in a minute we'll go back and reread the Medrash. But first let's see the concept of it. Just the opposite. When it says porea, the word porea doesn't mean to punish. The word porea means to pay up. It could mean a reward or the opposite. In this context, it means a reward. What was the reward of Moshe Rabbeinu? Well, let's go back to Moshe Rabbeinu at the Sneh. Moshe Rabbeinu exhibits the most profound form of vitur. He wants to, with every fiber of his body, he wants to give up for the sake of Aaron. He wants to step aside and let Aaron be the manig and the goal of Klal Yisrael. So therefore, Mida Keneged Mida is that the Kahuna should be placed on the shoulders of Aaron. And the Simcha of Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be complete. So we have two parallel situations of two brothers that really form one Achdus. On the one hand, we have Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron. The leadership role is given to Moshe Rabbeinu, and Aaron is totally besimcha. Even though in a certain sense Aaron could have been insulted, he could have been slighted, he was older, he was rugged. But no, Aaron feels total simcha at the choice of Moshe Rabbeinu, because Moshe is worthy and more worthy than I am, says Aaron. And the other parallel case, the mirror image, is when Aaron is chosen to be the Kohen Gadol, Moshe is besimcha gedola, as we'll soon see in the Chazal. And why was Moshe in such a state of simcha? Because he honestly felt in every part of his body a total genuine feeling of vitur, that this job of Kohuna Gedola really belongs to Aaron and not to me. And therefore, there's no jealousy, there's no separation, no pirud between Aaron and Moshe. There's no jealousy whatsoever. The greatness of Aaron is that he feels total simcha in the choice of Moshe for the job of leader. And the simcha of Moshe Rabbeinu is equally complete in the choice of Aaron as the leader for Kahuna to serve in the Migdash. And therefore, he says, G'dulaso shel Aaron, he has simcha, V'gam Moshe Rabbeinu is uplifted by that simcha, and he too, Moshe Rabbeinu, feels simcha in the fact that Aaron is chosen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to play this role. And that's what the Gemara says in Masechta Yoma, that the shemen that was poured onto Aaron and it rolled down into his beard, you know, that was the shemen on Mishka when they were mechanech Aaron as the Kohen Gadol, and it also fell onto the beard of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Medrash says, Adainoi sameach zeh b'gdulaso shel zeh v'zeh b'gdulaso shel zeh. This is exactly what we've been saying. That Aaron was happy the choice of Moshe, and vice versa. Minayin shoya Aaron sameach b'gdulas Moshe nemar v'gam hinehu yotze l'krasecha v'racha v'samach b'libo. Tani, it says in the Brisa Rashbi, says, Lev shesamach b'gdulas Moshe Rabbeinu achiv yilbash urim v'tumim. Aaron is rewarded with the urim v'tumim because of his simcha. Hadod uchsiv v'nosan eschoshen ha-mishpat es ha-urim v'satumim v'hoya al-lev Aaron. That's the same lev Aaron of v'samach b'libo. U'minayin, says the Medrash in Rav Shimbar Yochai, shoya Moshe sameach b'gdulas Aaron, when Aaron was chosen to be the Kohen Gadol. We thought this was punishment. On the contrary, Moshe Rabbeinu was thrilled. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Kishemen hatov al harosh yored al hazokon zekan Aaron. Dovid HaMelech in Tehillim records that the shemen that went down from the head of Aaron onto his zokain, Omer of Acha v'chishnei zekanim, why does it say Zokon and Zakan Aaron? There's a double language here. After all, if you would have dropped the first Zokon, you would have understood that it's the Zokon of Aaron, because it then says Zakan Aaron. But the answer is there are two Zakanim over here. The Tziv al Ella, Kevon shall Yeroa Moshe Shemen Amishcha Yored al Zakano shall Aaron, Hoyedoma Olav, he felt Keilu Yored al Zakano shall Moshe, as if it was going down his beard. V'haya sameach l'kach nemar, and that's the double language, Zakan, Zakan, Aaron. It means that the greatest simcha is the simcha of a person who's an anav, who feels that somebody else is more roy, and that somebody else is chosen. He has absolute simcha. And this is what's going to bring down the Shechina from on high onto the Mishkan, on that day in which these two brothers, Aaron and Moshe, had a relationship of ayin tova, one felt for the other. That the essence of that relationship was achdus, that Moshe and Aaron were one and the same, they were two halves of one whole. when Aaron comes to the Mizbeach to do the Hakrovas HaKorbonos, to bring his Ola, Moshe Rabbeinu feels as if it was his Yad, as if it was he who was participating. Aaron is my extension. Aaron and Moshe become one. That's why sometimes the Torah puts Aaron first, sometimes the Torah puts Moshe first. There was a certain level of Achdus, of brotherhood, of oneness, of unity that is unsurpassed. And that's the Vitur that brings the Simcha on both halves of the equation. This now becomes ultimately the parallel between building the Mishkan and creating the entire universe. As we saw at the outset, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, say Chazal, was so happy at the Mishkan, at the Yom HaShmini, was like the Simcha of creation. What's the connection between creation and the Mishkan? And the answer is that Bria Sa'ola, man was created Yechidi, that represents the Midah of Achdus, that we should all feel that we're all part of one entity, one being, and it's the left hand and the right hand. There's no room for Tzaras Ayin. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Bria, and he created man as the ultimate, the crowning glory of the Bria, man himself was created Yechidi, and that gives man the ability to reach this Madrega Vitur of Ayin Tova, of caring for the Zulas. And that Simcha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by creating Adam Yechidi, is paralleled by the Simcha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the creation of the Mishkan, the building of the Mizbeach that's going to serve for the Korbanos Tzibur, that's going to be equally all Klal Yisrael together, and it's going to be organized in a way that Aaron is going to serve on the Mizbeach, and Moshe feels it's himself. This is the great Madrega of the Midah of Vitur, the Midah of Shalom, and of Achdus. And we hope that if we've lost the Beis Hamikdash because of Sinas Chinam, our prayer, our desire, our yearning is that the Beis Hamikdash should be rebuilt and to replace the Sinas Chinam with the Ava and the Achdus of the entire world coming together and acknowledging and declaring that Hashem Malchuso, the Melech Yisrael, is the Melech of the entire world, by Yomahu, and that's going to be the day in which the Achdus is replaced, the Beis Hamikdash is built, and the Mashiach is here. We should be zochet to see that day. B'mheira v'yomeinu. Amen. Okay, then we'll stop here.